Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's detectives arrested 20-year-old Tyrell Medley for a residential burglary on November 7th in the 2300 block of Redwood Street in Eureka, but two other suspects involved in the crime escaped. Today, detectives located those two suspects. Detectives learned that the suspects might have visited the Safeway on Harris Street before the burglary. Upon viewing a surveillance tape, detectives identified Medley with two teenage males and, with the help of Eureka police and local school officials, were able to locate the two teenagers. The juvenile males, aged 16 and 14, admitted to robbing the residence. The 14-year-old was on probation and he was arrested on a new charge of burglary. The 16-year-old was released to the custody of his parents, and charges will be sought with the district attorney's office. The McKinleyville Organizing Committee, an organization representing more than 100 families in McKinleyville, will host a community action meeting tonight to address issues related to pedestrian and bike safety along Central Avenue. The meeting will provide residents the chance to voice their concerns to public officials and share ideas about how to make Central Avenue safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. Among those in attendance will be Tom Mattson, director of the County Department of Public Works, County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, and Ben Shepard, chair of the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee. The meeting will begin at 5:30 in the Church of the Joyful Healer. The County Board of Supervisors will sponsor a public forum on November 16th regarding the state of the Elk River. Forum panelists will include Elk River residents affected by increased flooding and worsening water quality in the region. The forum will provide updates on the river's condition and include the unveiling of land use proposals intended to improve the health of the watershed. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. at Spruce Point, 5630 South Broadway in Eureka. The Fort Bragg Police Department has issued an alert for a missing man, 57-year-old Stephen Pease, who was last in contact with his family on October 28th by cell phone. Pease is an adult white male, 5'10", 220 pounds, with gray hair and hazel eyes. Pease was last seen driving a 2014 silver Chevy Captiva from Avis Rental at the Surf and Sand Lodge in Fort Bragg on November 1st. The rental vehicle was equipped with OnStar, but no signal has been acquired. Anyone who may have seen Pease or the rental car is asked to contact law enforcement. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a two-story structure at 50 West 5th Street in Eureka on Tuesday. Fire crews arrived on scene, quickly extinguished the fire, and did not locate anyone inside the building. Several rooms of the structure were converted into marijuana growing areas with faulty electrical wiring. An investigation revealed that the fire was caused by discarded smoking material, and the fire damage is estimated to cost $1,000. Eureka police will handle any investigation into the marijuana grow. Caltrans is launching its Watch for Hail campaign, an effort to remind motorists to be cautious of hail as the winter season approaches. In the event of a hailstorm, be sure to slow down, turn on your headlights, and if you begin to slide on a hail-covered roadway, slowly take your foot off the gas. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news from the Fortuna Police Department that two men had suffered severe burns while operating what is suspected to have been a butane hash lab, the story highlights the dangers associated with illegal labs. The use of butane to make hash, a dangerous operation at any time, but even more so when done in the bathroom of an apartment side by side with neighbors, is an accident waiting to happen. Chief Ken Wood spoke about hash labs earlier this month on Talk Shop and said,
people are using gas butane to do their refining, and they're also trying to keep their building warm, so they have their heater on, and the gas is seeking its lowest point, and it finds the ignition source, and then we have the explosion.
Woods went on to point out that by using butane in confined spaces, you make any potential accident that much worse, and you can suffer serious injuries.
So, you know, you couple those two together, number one, the illegal activity, but then in the environment where you're propensity due to having your heater on, trying to keep normal house warm, we're going to have those, and we do see them. And normally the injuries are pretty severe. Burns are significant in those types of calls we go to.
The Fortuna incident is just the latest episode involving the use of butane to manufacture hash that has sent someone to the hospital with severe burn injuries. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.